What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, I'm so excited because I have the Tori Spelling on Wind Down today, my amazing, beautiful co-host. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my gosh, of course. We're finally like in person.
I know. It's nice to like
hug
you.
A long time in the coming. I know.
I was like, I'm hugging Donna.
In the making. It's long time in the making. What? I thought you liked me for me.
I do like you for you, but I also really loved, actually, I watched it. I didn't watch it then. I watched it.
I know, because
like,
you're 10 years younger than me.
No. But no, I love you. But I've come to like get to know you because we were like DM buddies.
Yeah.
And I've just really enjoyed getting to know you because you are, you're a beautiful person, like inside and out, and you're a hardworking mama. And I just like, I love your heart. Like you have an amazing heart.
I feel the same way about you.
Well, we have an amazing guest. So I got lots to chat with Tori about, but we have our guest, Christine Carlson, in the waiting room. So let's get her on. And then me and Tori will catch up after that. So you're not going to want to miss a second of it. But before that, let's take a break.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Jana and Tori.
How you doing? Hi.
Hi.
Don't sweat the small stuff. It's going to be, is on Lifetime. Did you get to cast who you wanted to play you?
No. I had very little to do with any of that. That's all production.
I feel like I would like be like, no, like this is who I'd want to play me.
Yeah, same.
Cause like, what if like you were just like, wait, that's what if you didn't like her as an actress?
Right. Oh, I was thinking physically, but yes, that too.
You know, they asked me who my wish list was, and so I got to say who my wish list was, but then
was Michelle Pfeiffer on there? Cause I feel like you guys kind of look alike.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
Yeah. That's a good call.
I love Michelle Pfeiffer. I didn't think of her, but I thought of Reese Witherspoon. I love Reese Witherspoon. Uh-huh. And yeah, but I'm so thrilled.
I mean, Heather Locklear is amazing.
Iconic. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She's amazing. I'm so, so happy about who they chose.
Okay. So I have not had the privilege to read Don't Sweat the Small Stuff yet. But I feel like I need to because I feel like I sweat the small stuff a lot.
Yeah, same.
But you read it.
I read it and I still sweat the small stuff. But I love it. Like it's that type of thing that you pass on to everyone. You're like, you need to do this. But execution and like you take it in, but it's hard to execute things.
Why is that?
Trying to.
Well, I mean, don't sweat the small stuff is more about keeping life in perspective than it is anything else. I mean, we all have so much small stuff that we're dealing with all the time. And I think it's important to recognize what's really small because it takes your life energy away. And then certainly when something really big happens, you don't sweat the small stuff. And I think that becomes very obvious to most of us. And I'm sure that when you've gone through a hard time, both of you, you probably realize that the little things that might have bothered you the day before something big happens don't even touch your radar for a long time. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, actually, yeah. It's interesting. And I also wonder too, you know, when it comes to the small stuff, I mean, putting things in perspective, I have a hard time, like when I know the perspective, but then I just let it sit there. Like, mm-hmm. I know what I need to do, but I'm just like, I'm going to just keep going down this road thinking that something's going to change, and then it never changes. Like, that's my problem with my perspective. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think there was a time in my life where I lived that way too, especially when I was younger. And then suddenly my husband died, and that pretty much changed everything. You know, I was living things, I was thinking things that I should be doing differently, living a little more asleep to life, not as awake as I have after his death.
And he passed tragically, right? From a very rare, what was it again?
A pulmonary embolism. Thanks for not saying it and not knowing what it was.
Yeah, I was like,
that happens sometimes. People make the mistake of saying, oh, he died from a heart attack. He didn't die from a heart attack. Mm-hmm. It was a blood clot, a pulmonary embolism on the descent of a flight into New York. So it was very sudden. He was only 45 years old and I was 43.
How did you get up after that?
It was tough. I mean, first of all, like, I wasn't prepared at all, like most people aren't, for sudden death. I really didn't have it in my consciousness that Richard would die suddenly. So I was completely shocked. But I think that when you have kids, the blessing of having children is that you do what you need to do for them. And certainly I knew that I had to get up every day and be with my kids and make sure they were okay, because I wasn't the only one in grief. They were in deep grief. Mm-hmm. So it was tough, but I think my life on so many levels, I had done so much spiritual work and I had been a meditator my whole life. And Richard and I had written and taught together. And so the tenets of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and the principles of happiness that are woven in that series really helped me, gave me a lot of emotional tools to work with. And that said, it was still really, really, it was heartbreaking and it was horrible. And there were times where I didn't want to get up. And I think that's normal. I think that no matter how heroic you might feel that you can be, you know, you have to also make allowances for the days where you can't be that. And you have to be in a state of wherever you are, because it's a healing process. You know, we don't realize that when we go through a trauma of any kind, you know, we could be a very stable person prior to that trauma. And then suddenly you're like a wounded animal. Mm-hmm. And that's what we all are in trauma, you know, whether it come through the loss of your spouse, through death, through divorce, through, you know, you get news of your health and suddenly one day you thought you were a healthy person and the next day you found out you're not. That's traumatic. And we have to go through a process. We have to allow for a process of healing to happen in order to gain the strength that we need to really call on all the resilience that we have. And, you know, let's face it, like those kinds of issues are the issues that are the really big stuff of life. And they're issues that we're all going to face at one point or another, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like the process is the interesting part, because my friends would be like, how are you? And I'm like, I almost have to think about it. I'm like, like today I'm good. Like, ask me again tomorrow. Cause I'm going through a divorce. Actually, I'm divorced. It's not going through anymore. I'm divorced. And so like every day is like a different kind of like, am I good today? And then I told my therapist, I was like, man, I had a real rough weekend last week. And I was so down on myself. And she was just like, you're going to have those moments again. and you're going to have really great moments. And then you're going to have really bad moments. And I'm like, well, but I just want the good moments. And she's like, that's not how healing and grieving works. Like, you're going to have the hamster wheel. And I'm like, that's that part's like, okay, can I just like wheel it really fast? Like get to the good.
That's great that you're able to even take a pause to think about it. Because I feel like naturally our instinct is when someone says, how are you? Oh, good. Great. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, why did I say that? I'm not. And do either of you ever feel guilty saying like, oh, I don't know what that other person's going through, but I am individually dealing with my own grief and loss. And I feel bad putting it on them and saying like, oh, I'm not good. Because for me, I'm always like, well, I don't know what they're going through. So I don't want to unload my stuff on them. But it's important to be able to speak your truth to get it out.
And I think your friends want you to. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, they want to know, like for me, I'm like, I hate it when Catherine goes, I'm fine. I go, I know you're not.
Right. Yes.
And it makes me I get annoyed with her. And she knows that. Cause I'm like, when I ask about, you know, her and her husband, I know she doesn't want to talk about it, but I'm also like, talk to me. I'm your best friend. Like, I love you, you know? And I'm like, and also because selfishly I'm going to be crying on your lap in about 5 minutes. So like, let me help you, you know?
Yeah, I love that too. When you know, pause and you're not on automatic pilot and pretending, you know, that everything is all right when it's not. I do agree with both of you, and I think that's beautiful that you do that, Jana. That you stop and ask yourself. I mean, that's at the really core of mindfulness, is to really take that pause and ask yourself, how am I feeling? And then put your attention there. You know, it's not to deny your feelings or to become like, you know, I've learned over the years about just how dangerous being like overly positive can be, you know, because it's like not honoring of what is truly in your heart. And when we don't honor what we're feeling, then those feelings tend to fester and become something else. And that's, I think, what we don't want. Is we want those feelings to have a way out. And I always like to think of depression as the opposite of expression. So expression is getting it out, and depression is holding it in.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's something too, to not judge because I judge when I'm like weak.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's
normal too. I think a lot of people do that. I think we tend to be very hard critics on ourselves.
Yeah. I had someone say to me like, okay, it's been 6 months, like get over it. And I'm like, it's not like just get over it. And then, but then I like judge, I'm like, well, maybe I should be over it. But I'm like, no, because I still have feelings and I still have emotions. And I think people are just, I don't know, those people might just not be as empathetic or have a heart.
I mean, some part of you should never be over it, because it's a part of your life and your journey and your love. You made beautiful babies.
Are you remarried?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Are you back out in the scene? Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's been 15 years. I've had many boyfriends.
Okay.
My love life hasn't been boring. I'll just say that.
Hey. Christine, are you on Bumble?
No, currently She's I'm like not Raya. On Bumble, but I did podcast about online dating for a while, just as an experiment. It was fascinating to me. So I've had a lot of friends meet their person online and on Bumble, but my luck, whenever I'm on, it doesn't seem to be really great. So I don't know. I've always dated men that kind of come through connections, or I've met them organically.
Do you want to get married again?
I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah, I was having that conversation.
You know, you girls are a lot younger than I am. So I'm 58 now. So I'm sort of past the need of necessarily getting married. If I found the right man and have a very high bar, you know, to partner with, and I felt like he was really going to be a great partner for me, I would of course do that and be open to that. But I actually think I might have some commitment issues after Richard, you know.
in which sense?
Just that I just don't, you know, I just don't have that necessary need to feel like I want to be in a committed relationship long, long term. Now, the guy that I'm dating right now doesn't know that, so I hope he doesn't listen to this.
I'm sure he's not a fan of wind down. If he's a secret tree hiller, he might.
Yeah, I gotta be careful what I say if we're gonna be recorded.
Trust, I have that. You know, same issue.
By the way, I heard that you said that.
No, you're fine. No, it's funny though, because I was having, I went out on this date and I was, I asked, I was like, you know, would you, because he had been married before and he's older, and I was like, would you want to be married again? And he's like, I don't know. And a part of me was kind of like, because I'm like, I know I've been married so many freaking times, but like, I love marriage. And I just, I want my kids to see what like a healthy marriage looks like. And it's just so important to me, you know, and I would, but also like my mom, it took her, she was single for 20 years and then she met and she got married at 55.
I love that.
Yeah. And so it's like, but I totally hear what you're saying, because there is that part, like you have lived so much of your life now where you're like, you're good. Like you, mm-hmm. you don't need to have like this, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's like, I'm not lacking. My life is very full and mm-hmm. fulfilling, and I'm not looking toward a relationship to fill me. I think that if I found somebody that was as whole as I am and as complete, that I found exciting to be with, and he checked all my boxes. You know, I have a really high bar. My husband was amazing. Mm. He was the love of my life. Oh. And we had an amazing marriage. So, and it was a 25-year relationship. So it's, you know, that in a lot of ways, I feel like I have fulfilled that part of my destiny. And, you know, and I still feel like I'm very much with him. Although I know that if the tables were turned, I would want him to find somebody mm-hmm. and be yeah. with somebody. So I know he wants the same thing for me, but I just think I have a really high bar, and I think that's okay. And that's good. And, yeah. you know, that's fine. Doesn't mean I won't meet that person. I'm totally open, but I'm certainly not desperate. So
do you believe you can have multiple soulmates of a different form?
I do believe that, we have multiple soulmates, both male and female, mm-hmm. and our friends are often our soulmates. Yeah. And, you know, we have soulmate sisters and soulmate brothers and soulmate lovers. And yeah, for sure. Do I feel like there's perhaps maybe a couple of people in the world that are the most special people that are, you know, you're really super compatible with, that you share the same values, that you are, you know, you keep that connection alive, you know, in the same way. I think that's probably true, that we have a couple of people like that. And, but, you know, and I think a lot of people are still searching for their one person like that. And mm-hmm. so I feel like, you know, I had that person, and if I met another one, it'd be great, but I'm not actively searching or needing of it. And I felt a little differently when I was in my 40s. You know, my sexual desires have changed a little bit. Not that I don't enjoy sex. I love sex, but I'm not as horny as I was when I was in my 40s.
Tell me about it, sister.
Yeah, yeah. It's a totally different thing when you're in your 40s. That's like I think that's the worst time in your life to lose your husband.
I will say this, which is kind of funny. Like, it's around the same topic where, you know, because I'm going to be 38, and you know, there have been, you know, some men that have wanted to hang. And I'm like, in my 20s, I'd have been like, yeah, come over. But now I'm like, my vibrator is going to do just fine. And my vibrator goes in a drawer, and I don't want to be like, can you please leave? Because I like being alone now. So I'm like, like that. I feel like that's an older 30s, like into your 40s, where you're like, yeah. No, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Like, don't need, like, my little pink bunny's fine.
I feel like the bunnies don't move fast enough. Sorry. Just saying.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars.
APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Going back to something that you did say, though, I thought it was interesting is, you know, the bar was set high, and I feel like I have to be careful because I want it so bad that I don't rush into something because I want it so bad. And that's something I feel like I've always done. Like I've rushed into like, oh my God, he's my soulmate and this is the one. And then I'm like, wait, I would not have, if I really looked, I would have seen all these red flags and then I wouldn't have stayed. But I don't see them. I have got these like blinders. I don't know if you saw this one emoji thing where it was like the therapist said, didn't you see the red flags? And the little monkey's like, I thought it was a carnival. Like that's like, that's like how life. I live my life. I'm just like, oh, I thought it was just like, woo. Like, I don't know. It's hard.
That's funny.
But there's something so pure and beautiful to that, you know, like I don't want you to ever lose that. Oh. Like the red flags suck, but like you got to follow your heart to some extent too.
You do.
You guys are like, nope.
How do you?
No. I believe that. I don't think that there's any lost relationship. You know, we learn so much about ourselves through the reflection of the person that we're with. And so whoever you decide to spend time with, you're going to learn something about yourself, you know, through that, that person. And they're going to learn about themselves too. Because I feel like we're all mirrors of one another and we have our own holographic universe. And you know, right now you two are in my holographic universe through Zoom, you know, and who knew I'd be sitting in Heather Locklear's home right now and talking to you two.
Wait, you're in her house right now?
Right now?
I'm in her house right now. Yeah. We're going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow. So I came over and I'm spending the night with her.
Will you give her my love? I've known her forever.
I know. She's the best. She is the sweetest.
Such a kind person.
That is so talented. Sweet. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Heartbroken Open is a book you have out right now on Amazon. What can I, Tori, readers, listeners, expect in that book?
Well, I guarantee if you pick it up and you start to read it, you probably won't put it down. It's a definite page turner. And it's, I only say that because that's what people tell me. So, I don't read much of my own books after I write them. You know, I don't go back and read them, but it's a very raw, a little bit on the untamed category, I think, you know, like I haven't read Glennon Doyle's book, but my daughter's read some of it to me. And I think that it's a little bit like that, where it's my story, but it's very raw and it's very deep, but it also has a lot of laughter in it. And I really talk about kind of my journey of how I discovered myself through my loss and how it's almost like going through that, it was such a deep awakening for me. And I wasn't a person that I ever really thought I was asleep, you know, but I really woke up to life in such a very new and powerful way through loss. And that's why I was really compelled to write the book. But it's also just very raw and vulnerable, and people love it. It's like being in somebody's head and in somebody's world with them.
What did you learn most about yourself from the loss?
Oh my gosh, so much. I mean, it's pretty deep, like where I learned about my ego and how my ego had been really sneaky and how it had been really tied up in being Richard's wife. And I always say when you always know when you're in a true crisis because you're in an identity crisis. So whatever kind of loss you go through, when it rips apart your identity and it puts you at just ground zero, where you just don't know who you are, that's actually a really amazing place to be, because when you don't know who you are, your ego's not in charge. That's when you are who you are. And it's an interesting feeling. Like I remember sitting sometimes and I was so present, and I would sit and I'd be like, wow, this is what it feels like to be me, you know? And I mean, cause I wasn't all caught up in holding the perfect life, having the perfect life, all the stuff that we as women do to make sure everyone in our households has the perfect life. Mm-hmm. You know, for the first time, I wasn't caught up in that. My life had shattered. And in that shattering, I started to realize, wow, I could see it all. Like I could see what a gift this was in some level. And I hated it. I wanted my husband back. Like I loved him. I love him still. I wanted him back, but I thought, Jesus, if he has to die, I'm going to get something out of this. You know, this is going to be like big for my growth. It has to be. And so I was completely open to seeing life totally different. And I did. And that's what the book is about, is just waking up, you know, waking up to who you really are.
I love that, because I feel like I'm trying to figure that out too. Like, who am I? And like in those moments of just being alone and not having any distractions and sitting there, it's a painful, but it's also, I feel like it's a beautiful process too. And I'm kind of finding I'm trying to find the balance in between the two.
Yeah. And I think when you really get comfortable with who you are, you know, when you're without a partner or, you know, a man in your life, then, you know, you get, that's where real confidence comes mm-hmm. from. That's where true confidence comes from. Confidence doesn't have anything to do with all the outside things that we make it have to do with. It's a true feeling of knowing and resonating with your inner sense of your inner identity and mm-hmm. who you are from the inside. And
I've just always put my worth like from a man, whatever a man said to me or whatever, like how he treated me. I'm like, oh, that's what I deserve. That's my worth. And like, and then I try and like, so that's why it's like, I'm really, truly trying to force myself to just like be, you know, mindful and alone and try and figure me out. Cause I'm like, I can't, my friends are always like, you always go left. You got to start going right. And like, right is you. Right is finding you, and hopefully on that path is where you know you'll be confident enough to choose not the left path again. You know,
yeah, you have to choose yourself first, and we are not taught that as women. We're taught to take care of everyone else and choose ourselves last, and that doesn't work very well, you know. And I also think that when we don't know ourselves, then that's when we're looking for somebody else to fulfill that sense of who we are, like just what you said. And that's all very common. And, you know, I think when we look at our patterns, that's very, very helpful. You know, what is your pattern in relationship? And then the idea of not repeating the pattern is mm-hmm. becomes kind of the goal, is to look at how can I not repeat the same thing over? What could I do differently now? And I think life is so much about an inquiry, and the journey of finding out who you are is about the questions you ask yourself. We all have the answers. I mean, we all do. We just have to ask the right questions. And sometimes we ask the wrong questions. So
I feel like I ask the right questions and I get the wrong answers, but I'm still like, well, they'll get the right answer.
You do it anyway. No.
I'm like, they'll eventually come with the right answer that I want the answer.
Have you ever thought you've like broken the pattern? And this doesn't always yes. have to be a love relationship. It can be a friendship. It could be a work relationship. I've broken that pattern. And then all of a sudden you get into it and you're like, oh gosh, it's just another form of my pattern. It yes. just wasn't obvious at first.
I thought for sure I had it right with this last marriage. Like I was like, oh, like we're on the same page. Like it's like totally different. And then I'm like, nope, just it disguised itself better. That's so like, damn it. Like, I hate that. Okay. So everyone watch Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It's the Christine Carlson story on Lifetime, and then buy her book, The Heartbroken Open. It's a page turner. And thank you for I'm going to buy it because I need to be on that journey that you're on. So thanks for helping guide the way.
Oh my gosh. It's been a pleasure, ladies. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. You have such a beautiful energy. I know we're on Zoom, but it's just like hitting us. Like it's so great.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for all you do for everyone out there.
Thank you. And thank you for all you do. What a wonderful conversation we had today. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, honey. Have fun. A good morning, America, too. Go kill it.
Tell Heather. Okay.
I will. Bye, sweeties. Bye.
Oh my God. I love her.
Oh my gosh.
You know what like broke my heart in that though? I mean, it was an amazing interview. She's incredible. But like, I felt a little piece of like, well, a sadness, like, cause she loved her husband so much. And I'm like, but then I felt a little tinge of like, oh, I want to feel that. Like, what's that like?
Right.
You know, like just like being so madly like, and then losing that. I'm like, what? Like, that's just like, people don't get that. And then you lose it. Like how I would just be like devastated.
I wonder what it was like though before she lost him. Like if she appreciated that every day. It's hard when someone's had such grief to know what's appropriate to ask, what's not. I know she talks about this all the time, but just, you know, I feel like we get in relationships, we get comfortable and we forget to say like, I appreciate you, or this is what I love. And I don't know. And it's hard. She was married, did she say 25 years? No.
I think she's like total. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
So That's a long time.
That is. That's such a good point, though.
And sometimes you feel like the magic is going in and out. Mm-hmm. And of course, like when he was gone, she was like, oh, that was everything. But yeah, I would love to know.
Oh, man. By the way, Tori gave me this like.
Is it burning on your neck?
I have like, I think I put too much on because I was like, well, I don't really feel it. And then I just like kept rolling. It's like this like cryo. What is it?
Cryoderm. It's a pain stick. It's
this
like
isn't an ad, by the way.
No, it's like menthol. Anyone that knows me knows it's the story of my life. Yeah, I like literally put it on my temples, my neck.
I've got like Antarctica, like on the back of my neck. It's so cold.
Yeah, the worst is in past experiences, I've been using it forever, that you put it on, forget, and then someone like goes in to nuzzle you or kiss you and they're like, my eyes. Yeah.
Oh my God. Have you ever cut jalapenos and then touched your eyes?
Thought you were going to say something else.
Well, and then also touched your vagina because let me tell you
still what. Thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, really?
Somebody else says, I don't know. And that's where
let me tell you, my
mind went handsy. I don't know why. Sorry. But yes.
Mm-hmm. It hurts.
Yeah, it burns.
But and then I'm Googling, like, how do you like get, it's like pour milk. I'm like pouring milk on my vagina.
It's invigorating. Like, that's good for yeast infections too, by the way.
Milk?
Yeah. Wait, am I wrong? Did I make that up?
Easton, can you please Google what's good for yeast?
Is it yeast infections or bladder infections?
Why is this on your computer? Oh, man. I love that. I saw a article you did about you were in a verbally abusive relationship.
How old were you? So I felt, okay, here's the hard part. Okay. I did a post for Luke Perry. It was his birthday.
I'm so sorry. Ugh.
No thing. And I still, when people tell me they're sorry, I'm like, I get really guilty. Like, why? No, not me. Sorry for his family. Like,
right. But also it's,
but it's what we're talking
to.
Like self-worth. It's yes. The same thing. Yes. Like even things like that. I'm like, no. But yeah, when he passed away, I felt this thing like, is it shaming or do I feel guilty? Like being, I didn't want to bring attention to me. It was about him. So I didn't post stuff. And, you know, he's been gone for a while now. And it just, I felt the need to put it out there. I don't know. That was my truth. And I never said it. And I was just like, I'm missing him today and his energy. And I just wanted to put it there. And then I felt bad afterwards because I saw like some castmates just had like a short thing. And I was like, and I saw like it got pickup everywhere. And I was like, oh, that's not what I meant. Like, I just wanted to tell everyone how great he was to me. And he was family to me.
And that was your, you know.
Right. Because sometimes when we post stuff, it's for us, even though millions of people are seeing it.
Yeah. Because I had posted, there's one thing. It was for my song, but it was like, I talked about being in an abusive relationship.
I love your song, by the way.
Oh, thank you, babe. Yeah. You're sweet. It's just. But that got picked up and I'm like, I didn't do this to get picked up. I didn't do it to have. And then I get, you know, my ex was upset with me. I'm like, that wasn't about you. Like it was about my like experiences with like relationships. And like, it's such like a, when you want to post something because it's on your heart, you're not looking for Us Weekly to pick it up. You're looking, it's because it's you, that's, he meant something to you and he was family to you. And
yeah. And I waited a while and, you know, people would always have the hashtag, RIP, like rest in peace. And I was like, I can't ever do that. And then it's been a while and I'm just like, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
But yes, I was in a verbally abusive relationship when I was 19. And that was, it's interesting because as hard as it is on you, you don't know when you're young that it's so hard on everyone else. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Luke hated him. And was very protective. And at my parents' Christmas Eve party one year, he was there and he was just like, saw this ex-boyfriend and they got into it and he tried to punch him. Mm. And like, Jason Priestley had to like pull him off. It was like, it was one of those epic stories that you're like, whoa, looking back, like that's crazy. But after that, Luke and I worked together every day but didn't talk for a while. Because I was 19 and I was just like mad. I was mad at him. I was mad at him because I was like, sometimes when friends stick up for you, you feel like, well, but then you go home and I go home with this person and I have to take them taking what they experienced with you regarding me out on me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it totally does.
So yeah, I had to go home with like, oh, so your friend did that at your parents' house. And I was 19. So I was mad at him instead of realizing in hindsight, it was like, this guy loved me. And he was like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to go to bat for her. And he was a great friend.
You know, what's interesting about that is, that my abuser, same age, I was 19 and I just moved out to LA. And even like the relationships since then that have been verbally or physically abusive, when I eventually tell my friends, they're mm-hmm. like, that's not normal. And I'm like, it's not. And that's like that reaction. Like, it's not like the fact that we think that's normal.
Yeah.
In that moment. And yeah. sometimes I'm like, well, I mean, I was kind of like bitchy or like, and then I'm like making excuses
for the person for the that person. Doesn't deserve it. Like all of a sudden, yeah, you become defensive yeah. on their behalf when yeah. they did it to you.
Right.
All the time. Yeah. Same.
It's just so interesting. And it's so sad because I'm like, if, and then I put myself and I remember my friends too, they're like, you got to start putting yourself in like, if your daughter was in this situation, how would you yeah. react? And then I'm like, oh, come on, don't bring my daughter into this. And they're like, no, I'm serious. Like, what would you say to her? And I would say, that's not right. Like, he should never say that to yeah. you. He should never put your, no matter what. And it's like, but yet I can't tell myself that. You can't tell yourself that. It's such an interesting, it's sad.
I'm glad you said that though, because people, I always see people talk about like, don't behave in life how you know, if you don't want your kids behaving that way, like be the example. Many different things. And it's like, it's not always that easy to do. Like, mm-hmm. of course, we can be strong moms and tell our daughters, this is what I hope you do. But they're going to make their own decisions and they're going to make mistakes like we did. And I don't know. And it's not easy to change. No. Like, it's a behavior that's like, great. I don't want my daughter to be treated like this when she's older, but I'm still enduring it mm-hmm. because
it's what we think we deserve. It's yeah. what we think our worth is. And like, because it was ingrained in us at a young age. And yes. then we've, you know, that's just, it's, and it's so not true nor right. And yeah, that's why I'm like, I loved kind of what she said with Christine when she was saying like, you know, finding yourself and choosing you going on that journey where I'm like, God, I hope I go right. Because going the other way sucks.
I've never chosen me in any circumstance yeah. of life.
Well, and it's hard now to choose you when you have got 5 kids
yeah.
and you know, like your empire, and it's hard, but it's like at the end of the day, like when I go back to my kids, okay, if choosing me is going to be the best version mm-hmm. for my kids. So it is not selfish for us to choose
right.
us, even though we go to, well, you're like, oh no, like no, I'm good. I'm good. Mm-hmm. When you're like starving, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that for myself, but yeah, I'm still trying to lose the baby weight and he's 4, but hey,
no, babe, you look,
I'm
incredible.
Working on it.
You look incredible.
It's a process. That's a hard one too. Like it's really difficult. Like I say to people all the time, like, oh, I'm, you know, still working on losing weight. And they're like, but you look great. And it's, but the thing is, and I'm not like taking sure. anything about what you just said, but like, when you're used to your body a certain way your whole life, and then it does radically change and people, and it's a hard thing to say because then people are like, oh, I wish my body looked like that after 5, well, but it's all individual.
Yeah.
And my body is different after 5. Yeah. And, you know, is it an honor that I created them and gave birth to them? Yes.
Yeah.
I still want my body back.
That's why like people would give me crap about like my boob job or whatever. I'm like, you know what? Like, it's what I want to do because I want my body to look the way that I want my body to look like.
Right.
And like,
it's not up to them.
They weren't. Yeah. I'm like, it's, and it, when people are like, oh, but you look great. They look great before. And I'm like, cool. But
I need advice on that, by the way. Mine why? Are because they're expired and recalled.
Oh, I mean, hey, what do you want them? Do you want new again?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know you're in like Beverly Hills, so it's like you could have any amazing doctor, but
no.
Dr. Unger in Nashville, Paula Abdul went to him.
Really?
Yep. He's incredible. He's amazing. I love him. And he like got me. He was like, you know, I was like, I don't want too big. I want them to look natural. But like, I think when I redo them, I might go a little bigger because they're fun.
See, no one told me when I got mine done that in 10 years you would have to get them redone.
Well, they're ones now. They say like, I mean, always talk to your doctor. Don't listen to Wind Down because I'm not a fucking doctor. Sorry, Easton. But like, he was like, you know, 15, maybe 20.
Okay. I'm a 20 though, and I don't think when I got mine put in, like,
no, I don't.
They had the ones. Nope.
Natrol. I use Natrol in plants, and they're really good. But yeah, I mean, again, at the end of the day, like, I get it. I still, people like will be like, oh, you like, I'm like, oh, I'd like to, like, I'll never, I'll always have a little piece of belly. But people are like, oh, my friend's like, don't complain about that. I'm like, but again, it's my body.
Right.
I know what it looks like. I know what I want it to look like.
Yeah.
And we can just be like, well, I still love you. I think you look amazing. So,
see, I need to get to that point where I'm okay saying, like, okay, that's your opinion, but I'm not there yet. Like, I'm still, like, when people say things, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry
is like my lifeline.
Where does that come from, you think? Like, just childhood stuff or just, like, not feeling like you?
I think childhood.
Yeah.
Two things. Childhood, my parents, I never saw them argue.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is a problem, too.
I do, too.
Because every time you get into an argument, then you're like, oh, my God, we must be over and it's done and it's doomed for days.
Right. And they loved each other. But, you know, growing up, you would realize, like, that was passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like, you would hear it. And I would be like, I wish they would just argue, or like they would just, like, silent. And then, like, and as I got older, I would ask my mom, like, did you guys have an argument behind closed doors? She's like, no. And I'm like, well, that probably wasn't good for you guys. And I don't want to do that. But I grew up being very passive aggressive. Mm. And I think just being Aaron Spelling's daughter and a producer, people already assumed, like, before I entered a room, like, she's going to be a bitch. Like, she's going to be entitled. So, and I mean, to this day, I just worked on something recently and they were like, you're so lovely. Like, we thought, I was like, why wouldn't I be? Well, because you're Aaron Spelling's daughter, because you're on 90210. I was like, no, but I carry it with me. I'm harder on myself. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I, like, dim my light to please everybody, because God forbid they think I'm, like, not nice, but I am nice. So that should be enough. But I go above and beyond at the detriment of myself.
That's a lot of pressure too. And like a lot of, like, energy to just to have to put on, like, it is you. You're so sweet. Like, I know that. But, like, to even have to put on, like, it's like, oh, God, like, can I just, like, why do I have to feel like I have to prove that I'm a nice person when I am a nice person?
Right. But I'm still,
doing it.
I still feel the need to do it. And it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, five kids is nothing. Like, the pressure I put on myself is worse.
So what do we do to, like,
I don't know.
What do we do? What
do we do? I don't know. We'll go through this together. I don't know.
Just better. Three in, three out. That's what I usually do. Okay. Now is the time to pimp everything that the Tori Spelling is doing. 90210 my G.
OMG. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Did you say 90210 my G?
Oh my
I want to do that.
Oh my G.
My G.
Oh my God. It's a funny podcast that you guys do.
It's fun. It's crazy. Because we've never watched the show back. I think I've watched more than Jen has, because the DVR would pull up, like, 90210 because it has my name in there. So anything I do. And then it'd be, like, countless episodes of 90210. So I think I stopped watching when, like, one of my kids, they're older now, the older ones, were like, who's that? And they would be like, there's Jenny. There's Ian. Where are you? And I'm like, I'm right there. When I tell this story, people are like, oh, when you had, like, dark hair. I was like, nope, I was blonde. They still didn't know it was me. But
Is it bad that I've always wanted you and Brian Austin Green to, like, secretly be married?
No, I probably on some secret level wanted it too. Like,
I don't know. I'm always like, they're going to get back together. And I'm like, oh, it's I don't know. It's my Courtney and Scott. Like, Courtney and Scott. Like, I still, like, want them to get back together.
I'm the same way. Really? And I feel shamed saying that.
Why?
Because he was terrible. Oh my God, you're going to get me all riled up. Because he was terrible to her, but yet I love them because I want him to change and I want it to be good.
I think he has. I really, truly am the biggest Courtney and Scott advocate.
Wait, like, I am too.
And I'm always just like, can y'all just please? Like, I see she still loves him. He's still obsessed with her. Like, you can just see it.
Do you think she still is in love with him?
I don't know what she's
madly
doing right
in
now.
Love with Travis Barker.
I don't think so.
So, like, I just wish the way she acts now, she had done with Scott.
Right.
Because I feel like I mean, I know he was a whole lot of horrible to her, but She was very.
She played a part too.
We all play a part in everything.
Look, this is all from seeing it on TV. So yeah, I have no like what actually happened. But like, yeah, big advocate for them. Big advocate for you and Brian Austin Green.
Okay, well, we'll
putting
see
that out into the
if either of those ever work out.
Ether. What is that? The
universe. Oh, Ethernet.
I don't know. Is that a cool, fancy way of saying the internet?
I know. It was too smart for me. I'll just say universe. Oh, you mean internet?
Internet.
Oh. Well,
I mean, not internet. I mean, like, the universe. And the ether. Ether. That's it. So Ethernet is internet. Guys, this is when, yeah, okay. Okay, so go. What are we doing? What are we working on? We got the podcast.
See, I'm
not letting you
scoop that under the rag.
No.
Okay, so 90210 OMG. I have a show on MTV called Messiness. We just filmed our second season and it's really fun because I get to be
messy.
Me.
Yay.
No, like I've always been toned down. Like I have like for everyone that loves Donna is me. That was like me to a core, but I also have like a really like dirty sense of humor and I TMI, like I talk too much about stuff and yeah, there's that side. So, but you know, in the public eye, like you're always told to not do that. Like keep it this way. Mm-hmm. And I was just in Malta for a month.
Ooh.
Filming a show.
Oh, that's right.
That I can't talk about yet.
That's fun.
I'll be excited.
How was
to talk
Malta?
About it. Okay. So when people look at me, I'm going to be too honest. Like, so when people ask me, I literally, and I can't lie to you, like Malta was great.
But
from what I saw,
I
made it look amazing. On Instagram, I literally was working like 19-hour days. I saw my bed, which was super comfy at the Westin.
Great.
And then I would
comforter.
Get picked up and taken to set, which was not near the ocean.
Okay.
It was like Survivor.
So then why film
it
in Malta?
Dusty. I don't know. I think,
you know what I mean? Like what's different than Vancouver,
like,
you know?
They do a lot of shows in Malta.
Okay. Interesting.
And originally it was a UK show that's being done for the US. And they're partners, so it's also simultaneously going to launch like the UK version and the US version. And so the crew was all from the UK.
Okay,
what are you doing?
I'm Googling because I actually didn't know where Malta is.
I didn't either when I got offered it. I was like, chic. Wait, what's that?
It's a country in Europe. So it's its own little country?
It is. It's an island.
I honestly thought it was in Italy or like
it's
on the coast. Malta.
So, you
so
can,
Malta is its own
you
little
You can take
country.
Like an hour ferry from Malta and get
God,
to Sicily.
It looks beautiful.
I heard it was. A friend went with me and she didn't have to work. So she got to go and she said it was incredible. But yeah, I never even got to dip my toes in the sea.
What? Yeah, that's beautiful. Look at she missed.
So from my hotel room, I could see that view.
Wow.
Yeah. I heard the water was really
cool.
Warm. So I'll have to go back.
See, that's a hardworking mama right there. You know, she doesn't even spend extra time to go dip her toes in the water because she has to get back home to her babies. And that's a good working mama.
I did go to the Amalfi Coast for 3 days.
Okay. Well, that's
right afterwards.
Yeah, I want to do that. You're like, well, actually, I did.
I actually did, which was exhausting. Because
really?
I was so tired that I just wanted to like sit by a pool or a beach, but we were like sightseeing and shopping and eating. And yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you for being my co-host today.
Oh
this
God,
was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Can we do a part two like later down the road?
Yeah, of course. Good. Anytime. I actually want to come to Nashville.
Please come.
It's been my dream to come for a long time.
Yep. We'll
now
plan
I have
it.
A friend there, so.
All right. We'll wind down next. Thanks, Tori. Bye. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort It's the style. It's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.